Father and our Lord, we thank you because this gathering is unto you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all adoration. In the name of Jesus. Father, today you have declared it as a family week. And we are your family. Everlasting Ham, you will do great and marvelous works in our midst. Lord, you will turn our story around to glory. In the name of Jesus. Any landmark that has refused to be shifted, today we shall be shifted. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Amen. Upon every one of us. Amen. All flesh shall see it together. And your name shall be glorified. Amen. Thank you, Father, because it is done. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Good morning, church. Yes, we thank God for the anointing service, the success of the anointing service. I believe all of us will enjoy the presence of God. Amen. The blessings shall be permanent in Jesus' name. Amen. If you live to see next year, we know all of us shall be alive to see next year. Yeah. Next year shall be greater as well as this. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We have before me this morning that the Holy Spirit has given us to look into. Because today is a family week. Amen. And the service is the deliverance service. Praise the Lord. So we do well by listening, because we shortly we're going to some prayer sections, which will be able to pray before we share the grace. And I want you to believe the Lord. Every prayer point you praying, you offering to the Lord today shall receive urgent attention of God. Your testimony can no longer wait. I say your testimonies can no longer wait. Yes, you receive all your deserving to some testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, beloved, heaven is attention for the children of God to cry to Him for restoration of the joy, comfort, peace that of every family that have been stolen by the enemy. Praise the Lord. As many that are ready to cry unto the Lord this today, God has settled it that He is going to answer your prayers. Amen. Amen. So the topic quickly is disgracing the agenda. Disgracing the agenda of the enemy over families. Disgracing the agenda of the enemy over families. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Beloved, God has His own agenda for every family on this earth. Especially those family of His. That is God's family, you and I. Because we've been bought by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because we have been bought by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, God has decided in His plan to consolidate us to the family eternally. My prayer is that all of us shall be with the Lord on that glorious day in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's not enough for us to be here, to be family in here, but to be the family of God in. We shall make it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
However, on the contrary, the enemy of man, which is the devil, amen, I know you understand the enemy we are talking about is a spiritual enemy. He's all out to make sure that he frustrates the agenda of God. Any upon assignment to frustrate the agenda of God upon your life shall be wasted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Without wasting time, let's quickly look at the word family. Let's look at the word family. What does it mean? Amen. The word family means, number one, parents. That is the father and the mother. Next, we have the children and words as making a household. As the case of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 27, this is the case of Abraham. What did he say? Genesis 17, verse 27 says, and all the men of his house, born in the house, and bought with money of the strangers, were circumcised. Which means Abraham has many people living with him. That's on Sabbath. So, by the word family, all these want to constitute to be a family. Am I communicating? God bless you. Also, we have the children of the same parent are family. descendants of one common ancestor are regarded as families. And we thank, you know, in our own setting, by our own culture, we have these ones, which forms a string with us. Praise the Lord. But all the negative string with anyone here and your family shall be caught up by the blood of Jesus. Family also could be defined as group of individuals within the order or subdivision of an order. Praise the Lord. Lastly, family is also a group of language derived from a common parent language. Just as you got to this place, you have left your place, your place of birth, you are here. As soon as you are able to get somebody that can speak your mother's tongue, we become family. Am I communicating? Praise the Lord. And that is why, more importantly, we thank the Lord, because we are not just family, but we are family of God. So the blood of Jesus has made all of us to become one family in Christ. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Beloved, it is very evident that in this era, without mixing word, you can see that there are a lot of intense wars, strife, conflict within homes. Amen. The home, which is the foundation of any society. Even the Christian families are not left behind. You are going to pray like this. Say, every family. No, say, every spirit. Assigned to scatter my family. I bind you. And I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, every spirit. You the spirit. Family strife. You family strife spirit. I bind you. I cast you out of my family. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You notice that even the blood sisters, brother, all of them, conflicts will just start like that. Praise the Lord. Lot of conflict is going on, lot of disagreements, which is not supposed to be so. Every family strife spirit that have been hired and sent to your family, after this meeting, they shall expire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So therefore, we need to declare war by engaging in desperate, aggressive prayer against the enemy of our joy. We need to really make sure we declare war unto them. Let's look at this Bible passage quickly. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 16 and 17. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 16 and 17. Jeremiah 13. Are we there? This is the word of God for us in this program. Jeremiah 13, verses 16 and 17. Are we all there? I should wait. I should go on. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 16 and 17. This is what the Lord has for us in this service today. Said, therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured.
Amen.
I can't hear the amen of someone.
Amen.
And all the adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity.
Amen.
They shall go into captivity.
Amen.
And they that spoil thee shall be spoiled.
Amen.
And all that pray upon thee will I give him for a prayer.
Amen.
Verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee.
Amen.
And I will heal thee of thy wounds.
Amen.
Seeth the Lord.
Amen.
Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. I have a word of God for somebody. Before now, they have been looking down on you. All those ones that have been looking down on you shall begin to look up to you.
Amen.
They shall look up unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just as they say, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Amen.
Jesus Christ came out of Nazareth.
Amen.
Good things shall come out of you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Kings and princes shall come out of you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is settled.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
See, family rise against family. Even within the nucleus family, there are conflicts. Therefore, fulfilling the scripture in Micah chapter 7, verse 6, which says, for the son destroyed the father, the daughter riseth against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, a man's enemies
are the men of his own household. Beloved, if you remove household enemy from the destiny of power, we have no battle at all. You are going to pray this prayer. Say, any power.
Any power.
Sharing the same blood with me.
Sharing the same blood with me.
And you are the one in charge of my problem.
And
you are refusing
to repent.
Inspired by God.
In
the name of Jesus. So over your dead body,
the
heart with God has written. Open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me over my dead body. Over my dead body, enemy. Every enemy, over my dead blood enemy. Boasting. You are sharing the same blood with me. Sharing the same blood with my husband. And you are the one in charge of my problem and my children's problem. You are refused to repent. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, today you shall inspire. You are not repentant anymore. You shall inspire by force by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A loud
amen.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Straightway in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Genesis. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. You can underline that word. Dominion means for you to be in charge. Take authority. That is over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the earth and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created Eden. Praise the Lord. Beloved, God in his infinite wisdom created the first family, that is Adam and Eve. He established the first home for them in the garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. So that is the marriage of Adam and Eve were conducted in that garden. In that garden which God gave them as home, they have maximum provision and comfort was given unto them. Praise the Lord. They have peace. They have spiritual blessings. They have peace. They have joy. Even God visited them in the cooler of the day. However, the enemy attacked them through their evil desire. He used their weakness to get them out of their comfort. Praise the Lord. What are we talking about? The truth is that the enemy has not relented. He's still on rampage fighting Christians' home, making sure that he keeps them out of the house of comfort. Praise the Lord. Kicking them out. He will not succeed in your name. He will not succeed in your home. If the devil thinks he has been having free day, today is the expiring day. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He will make sure he breaks home, set them apart, which Luke 16:18, Jesus said, I hate putting away. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, I hate putting away. Even in Matthew chapter 10, verse 2 to 9, is there. When the Pharisees were trying to tempt him, Moses said this. So because of the hardness of your heart, God detests it. God doesn't like it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Of a truth, many marriages today have been converted to enduring one instead of enjoying one. Let me hang on it. And I tell you, the basis of every success starts from marriage. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, naturally, if everything goes on according to God's divine order and plan for us, families and homes is supposed to be a place where every member are bound together in love. I mean genuine love. Amen. Because the greatest ingredient in any healthy relationship is love. And the enemy made sure that he succeeded in making a lot of things to happen. Mind you, the home is the oldest institution. God created the home, the family before the church. That is, the home and family precedes the church. What are we talking about? We see a lot of things going on in the home now. We see the enemy trying to steal the joy, bringing all sorts of, petty things to make sure it is all and scatter. I pray for you again. Every pound assignment to scatter your joy, to scatter your home. Rock of ages shall scatter them.
Amen.
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not a home of a Christian. A home, a Christian home, is where Jesus Christ is the head and is at the center of everything. That's a Christian home. In Christian families and homes, what you will notice that you are in a Christian home is that you see the sense of security and oneness. There will be no division at all. Amen. There will also be mutual respect for one another. There will be peace and harmony because the Prince of Peace resides in that home. Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, the enemy is in trouble. That's where we are going. Because God has purpose for each family, as I said, which otherwise you can call mandates. I'll tell you quickly the three mandates. Amen. That Genesis 1, which we have read before, 26 and 27. I go back to it again. That word in the own, let us make man in our own image. Whose image? Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Look through the whole Bible. There will never be a place where you find the word Trinity. But here, we have the establishment of the Trinity. Let us. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That word, likeness. Likeness is there. Likeness, to make it, which means family is to reflect God's image, God's likeness. Praise the Lord. So, the emphasis is laid upon image and likeness. Meaning that Adam and Eve, as a unit, they are to reflect God, their maker. And that was what happened until when the enemy came. Every enemy that has entered into your homes, I decree their seats in your house to catch fire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
We shall catch fire.
Amen.
Well, the truth is that when we criticize our spouses, when we allow divisions, amen, when we engage in on competition of equal rights, when we fight, at times even when we threaten sending the other party away out of the relationship, all this one, what are we constituting? Amen. The marriage or the relationship becomes unhealthy. It becomes sick and sour. Praise the Lord. Every honey that has been taken away from your marriage today, the Lord shall restore it back.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When we allow all these things to happen, what we are doing in an essence is reflecting the disunity of Satan, which he tried to do in heaven with God before he was thrown out. Amen. We are just trying to do what? To reflect the disunity of Satan and dishonoring God, also ridiculing the Holy Spirit of God that is in us. Say, my Father.
My Father.
Say, my Father.
My Father.
Let your blood, fight for me today. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Very quickly, what is the second mandate? The second, that is the second purpose, is for reproduction. Amen.
Amen.
We are to reproduce children in God, in God's likeness. The same Genesis 1:28 said, God blessed them and said to them. What did he say to them? He said, be fruitful. Be fruitful. I come against every spirit of barrenness in any form in the life of anyone. Whether it's spiritual barrenness or physical barrenness, financial barrenness, every barrenness today shall expire.
Amen.
You are entering into your abundance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. In the family, if you see, in the home, in the home of such parents that they allow a lot of division, such parents will not be able to teach the children the principle of love of God, the fear of God, godly discipline, and good morals, because they themselves are not role model. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They are not role model because even the home is sick. The unhealthy competition, the strife, the anger, the selfishness, and all those things is there. I pray today once again for anyone here, because you look at the person that is prospering, the first angle you look at is the marriage. Marriage has everything to say. Amen. Every arrow fired against anyone and that person makes the mistake of marrying wrong wife or wrong husband, believe you me, the destiny is scattered. Amen. I pray for any choice that anyone has made this morning. Maybe it's that choice the wrong choice that is affecting your life in any way, the hand of the Lord will correct you today.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord will correct that.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Loud hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Also in a home where the mother made the children to understand that she is the one taking the responsibilities, the children will lose regard for their father. Definitely. This is what we are talking about. The Lord is bringing all this one to another because we've been praying. And God says it's time for him to bless and to restore. And even it is the house of God, we can hear the blunt truth. Amen. Because Jesus himself is the truth. You speak it and the back up his own. As long as we are ready to open our heart, he's ready to take care of his own aspect. We have our own part to play, and at the same time, God will have his own part to play. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My prayer this morning is that God will, in his mercy, have mercy upon every one of us, and every anomaly is in our lives, in our family, in the life that is going on, shall be stopped by fire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The third mandate, quickly, that is the purpose, is for us to reign here. We are here to reign. Family is set up to reign in spiritual warfare. We are supposed to reign in what? In spiritual warfare. That Genesis 28 says, subdue the earth, fill the earth and subdue it. And for any family to be able to fulfill this mandate, the third one, two principles of God has established as one base, which is number one, unity and oneness, and openness. Where there is no openness, there will be problem. Praise the Lord. Unity and oneness. Amen. We have never heard of any division between God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are always in one accord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says, how good and pleasant is it when brethren dwell together in unity. Is a very, very offensive weapon against the enemy of our soul. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can see that the Lord has everything. The Lord has resources, which so much that you cannot even unhandle, you can't even tap it till he comes back to glory. That is, we are steward of the physical resources that is there. That's what God is saying, that you should take dominion. Meaning that we are steward of the physical resources and that you can see all over this world here. It's been entrusted into our hand. And for us to be able to take these resources, we must engage in warfare in the spiritual realm so as to be able to capture that belongs to us. Every good thing that belongs to anyone this morning, I decree by the decree of heaven that as the Lord liveth, the one hanging in the second heaven, the one that has been holding down under the waters, in the name of Jesus, they shall be released unto you.
Amen.
As you fire this prayer point anywhere, that which is your blessing and your breakthrough is captured, whether it's in the second, whether it's inside the tree, in the rock, in the mouth, in the belly of any fish, even in any witchcraft covert, they shall be released unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Loud hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if we don't reign in spiritual warfare, the Bible says, our God is a man of war, the Lord is his name. If you don't reign in spiritual warfare, the enemy will make sure that he denies us of all the benefits which the Lord has provided for us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This is a secret that some enemy, some family, they don't know. They have ignorance about these spiritual things we are talking about. That is, they don't pray together. They don't pray together. When there's no oneness and openness, even they pray together, the prayer is hindered. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that's why many family devil make sure they just make them stuck in poverty, the language in poverty, in lack, in sickness, and all kinds of stuff, which is not a portion. We see many people going on through domestic abuse, emotional trauma. All of them today shall be brought to permanent end in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What about our heart? A lot of evil thoughts goes on in our heart. That heart is a battlefield. Towards our spouses, towards our children. The enemy makes sure that he will not allow you to see the good things in the life of your spouse. He will always bring that other aspect, the bad aspect. He will be saying it's bad, this way is bad. All the good things about that person will make you to see. Praise the Lord. And that is where the first deliverance which we need is this heart of ours. Amen. All the vain thoughts shall be arrested by fire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever that spirit that is inside our thought life that is making us to hate ourselves, making us to be complaining and nagging today shall be evacuated by fire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So as Christian family, God expects us to pray and discern God's will in every situation. There's no situation that is impossible for God to tackle. Amen. In engaging in destructive arguments, strife, and quarrel will bring no result. It will only come back down to communication breakdown. And when there's communication breakdown, petty disagreement, the devil aggravates this one and uses them as a legal ground to enter and to fight the family. The broad truth is in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, which says the word of God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Until we understand that practically, our struggle is not against our spouse, but against Satan, that is the one in charge of the problem, and you deal squarely with them. Until we understand that, amen, that is the devil that wants you to see your, not that wants you to see your spouse, that is one in charge of the problem. He wants you to see your children as if that children is useless. Then you have to attack him. Otherwise, we won't understand what belongs to us. But I pray today, all that your joy that have been stolen, your peace, and everything shall be restored in full. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Satan, because of all these important mandates, you see how important it is. He works hard keeping Christians from accomplishing them. What you shall accomplish all.
Amen.
You shall accomplish all.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The same Satan will drag that spouse, will drag him to a prophet somewhere. He's the one that will organize the wrong prophet, in which they say a lot of evil things, scattering the homes. Praise the Lord. Scattering the homes and call the woman in all kinds of names. Amen.
Amen.
All what happened now is just contravening to that which God has written. Thank God for establishing Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry, in which we are spiritually enlightened. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, long list. That's because of the grace we have in this ministry. Long list is there concerning the forces that fight through families. Are you talking about the foundation? Amen. The evil foundation, the stinking foundation, the sick foundation, in which you have the ritualist, the family tree. You look up some people's family tree, or what you have there, cheats, murderers, those who are abandoned babies, all sorts of foundation in future. We have a lot of evil family pattern, which is created by ancestors, which the blood of Jesus will deliver us today. Say, blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Heal my faulty foundation.
Heal my faulty foundation.
In the name of Jesus.
Heal my faulty
foundation.
In
my faulty foundation.
In
my faulty foundation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All the ancestral bondages are there, curses and covenants. Both vertical one, horizontal one are there. They shall all be broken.
Amen.
Even dedications to marine, witchcraft, dark powers, polygamous, domestic witchcraft, all of them are not left out. Placenta bondages, satanic in-laws, neighbors, they are all there. Envious enemies are there. Pollution from the womb, pollution from all the places which we ourselves have visited. Even problems from our place of birth. God talks about the Amorites. He talks about the Israel in Jeremiah 16:1-3. Said, don't marry from these people. Don't marry them. Jeremiah 16:1-3. Said, don't marry from them. If you marry from them, he talks about all that will happen there. Jeremiah 16:1-3. Talks about them. His children that he should not marry them. When you read your Bible very well, look at Noah's family. What happened to the children? They defiled it. David, what about his son? Absalom. Rebellious. Amen. Their children defiling themselves. Amen. Look at even, what do you hear about the sons of Samuel? What do we hear about him? The sons of Eli, they brought reproach to the name of the Lord. To tell you that devil has not started his game. It's not that just started. He has been in this game for long. But you can say, enough is enough. Enough is enough, because your family is to present as holy before the Lord. Because it has to start from here before we can be joined and reign with God. God will not align your planting together. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Satan
Hallelujah.
Is not a friend. He's not my friend. Praise the Lord. He hates marriage. He hates homes, family with passion. Maybe you don't understand. He has started this one before. For long. He has started. Everything was in place. The angels, all of them were obeying God until when pride entered into that most beautiful angel. And he fell from grace to grass. He became the devil. Praise the Lord. His fell became a threat to the oneness of God. And that was why he was pushed out of that place. And since then, he has ever been attacking and challenging God's will. God's will and purposes for your marriage shall be established. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not. Shout hallelujah. At this juncture, we were going to some serious prayer section now. We go to some serious prayer section. Amen. That's why they give us those prayer points are vomited by the Holy Spirit. For the next 5 minutes, if you cannot finish it then, you take it on. Praise the Lord. So let's now, beloved, what we need to do? We have to get genuinely born again. Genuinely born again, repent from the sins of our ancestors. Praise the Lord.
His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, 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 you can do it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You are the mighty, 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 mighty Lord. The great El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the only God. The great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are the holy God, the great El Shaddai. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glorify your name, Lord.
Close your eyes and begin to bless the name of the Lord as we enter into short prayer session. Beloved, if your hand here has to fly, let it fly now. Today is family week. We will close it. But there must be barrage of testimonies in this place. Yes, Lord. Testimony that will shake heaven. Testimonies that will make all believers even to say, take us to your God. Yes, Lord. There are so many accumulated blessings which the enemy has delivered. Today, you shall get them in full. You shall be restored in full. In every areas of your life. Shout hallelujah. If you are comfortable sitting down, you will. If you want to stand up, say, my Father.
My Father.
My case is urgent. Answer me by fire. Prove yourself. Answer your name in my life. Yes, 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 yes. Jesus name we pray. The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers sin. The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers sin. The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers sin. The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers sin. The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers sin. The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers sin. The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers sin. The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers sin. The blood of Jesus, the blood that the blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers Satan. Amen. Beloved, the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The righteous must pray. And that's why we are here today. Beloved, pray like a wounded lion. Pray as if your life depends on you. Amen. Because if your foundation is not right, amen, and you marry somebody whose foundation is not right, what do you think is going to happen in that marriage? So that's why you need to pray very well. Amen. Oh Lord, my Father, destroy my evil foundation and create a good foundation for me and my family. In the name of Jesus, pray, pray, pray,
Awesome. authority in my life. Pray! Pray! Pull your mouth and pray. Command them to pray. Command them to pray. Generational curses. I said, tell me my life. Bring my fire. Bring my fire. You're not praying. You're not praying. Idols, demanding my worship. You are a liar. Be my fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I want you to put God in your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. I like that aggression. Every blood of the innocent that is crying against my life. Be silent by fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Blood of innocent. Crying against my life. Today, be silent. Every blood of innocent. Crying against my life. Be silent by fire. Because of me. Today, be silent. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Every cause of that shall not accept. Every cause of that shall not accept. Issue be against my life. Pray by fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Pray upon the name of 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 Jesus.
Joshua 24 verse 9, the last verse 6. But as for me and every member of my family, we shall serve the Lord. We are going to pray loud and clear. Every power,
every power
assigned to useless my children,
assigned to useless my children.
Every power.
house or by the powers of your mother's house. Maybe your best is not working good for you anymore. Maybe everyone is moving forward and you see yourself going around the circle. For there is the hand. In the name of Jesus, you are going to say,
you shout, you receive objects moving all over you. Say, spirit husband! get angry. Get angry. Those power must die today.
Amen.
If you are still having that dream, somebody coming to some of them, they don't sleep to see them. They see them physically. They feel the sensation. Please pray. Speak why? Ancestors.
Glory of my ancestors.
That was stolen.
That was stolen.
And my own glory.
And my own glory.
Wherever you are down.
From every collective captivity, from any sound of shame of your frustration, of emotion, of hardship and suffering. And I command the blessing of the Lord upon that somebody. Riches, spiritual blessings, peace of the Lord, joy into my marriage, to my children life, to my generation, money, wealth, yes, I'll be my companion. Peace of the Lord. Grace of the Lord shall be multiplied upon me. Anointing, success. Yes, Lord. Graceless of all my children. Yes, Lord. Peace into my marriage. There shall be peace. Every attribute shall die. Every attribute shall die. Before I share the grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your head with your two hands. It is well, it is well with my soul, my soul. It is well, it is well. It is well, it is well, it is well. Children, they are dead.
Hallelujah!
Amen. Shake three people around you.
say congratulations for the full restoration of the glory of your family, your children. Yes, congratulate somebody, my sister. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Mark the enemy now. Hey, he has lost the battle. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. To me, dear no ruko Jesu beno ti ogun to ti wo re yi ko tun mo se kide mo no ruko Jesu beno ti. Amen. It's time to bring out our offering.